This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We've got quite a variety of birds this morning. We've got goldfinches and titmice. Is that the plural for titmouse? Titmice? I forgot my lemon water. I think I'm gonna make it. I can breathe. Oh, speaking of breathing, I've got shoes off and I'm walking around on like the wet grass and earth. And people were griping about the lilac season here in Maine. And I guess the trees aren't completely full of flowers, but in my opinion, what I noticed, because I'm usually not focused on the griping, I noticed it seems like a long lilac season this year. Other seasons, other years, it seems like I blink and the lilacs are gone. Like the minute they're blooming, you better go out and smell them. They're going to be gone. And this year, my lilacs still, a lot of them look great. I'm holding a big juicy one right now, and it's just gorgeous and full, and I really appreciate that. Okay, since we're walking around the little garden, if you're listening and you know about the sunflower seedlings, they're in, you guys. I did it. For those of you who don't know, let me back up a little and say I was going to do some chaos gardening. I get stuck in planning stages, right? I was trained to get A's, and so I'm going to do it right. I'm going to do it perfect. I'm going to do all the planning, and then I will execute it. There's not enough time in the gardening season for that here in Maine, so I'm in the planning stages, and then it's all, and then I missed my, oops. So I get a little stuck. And this year, I'm like, I will buy seeds. And my daughter helped me. She bought me some seeds for Mother's Day. And I'm like, and I will just sow the seeds. I will just plant things. And it's okay if they don't grow. And it's okay if the animals eat them. And I'm just going to chaos garden. I'm going to skip the planting stages. I'm doing it slowly but surely. I have stopped the planting. I'm not planting anymore. I let ideas come and go, of course. And I haven't worked with any seeds yet. However, one of my favorite dancers the other day was like, would you like some sunflower seedlings? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. And so she dropped off some wonderful, healthy sunflower seedlings, three of them, in toilet paper tubes. I really love creative wrapping, so I was like, yes, toilet paper tubes. I have really fun toilet paper, and the paper that wraps it makes really good wrapping paper, so I, too, give gifts wrapped in toilet paper. Well, not really toilet paper, but the toilet paper wrapping tubes. Anyway, for days, so I find pockets of my day to, right, go outside, take a minute, take a breather, record a podcast. And so I had found pockets of my day to plant two of those sunflower seedlings. And then there's just a sad little, you know, toilet paper tube next to the other two who were like in the ground. And I had told people who knew about these sunflower seedlings that, hey, I got two of them in. I got two of them in. And hi, neighbor. I've got two of them in, and the third one's going in. The third one's going in. And, you know, when I said that, the third one didn't go in that night. And I went to that belly dancing class I talked about, and the instructor was like, oh, I'm so sore. I've been gardening all day. And I looked at my friend, and I was like, yeah, man, those two seedlings, they're in. And yesterday, someone showed up to dance who has never come to dance with me before. And she's just literally one of my favorite humans. And when I got home, I was still with her. I was excited to see her. We stayed after class and chatted a little bit. And then I got home and I was still like, just feeling good, having been with my friend. And I was kind of like, I should have told my friend to like come home with me. I'm not done with this yet. And I had told her all about the sunflower seedlings, and we love ourselves and giggle and support one another. And I've already asked her, hey, when you think of me, could you just think of three beautiful sunflowers growing? Can you do that for me? Thank you. And she's like, oh yes, definitely. So I got home last night, and before I carried my speaker in, I got out in my, I'm still in my dance clothes, and I dug that hole and I put the other sunflower seedling in and watered it and told my friend about it. And it was a nice little capping off to the evening. And so this morning I'm out here and looking at those sunflower seedlings, all three of them. I dug three little tiny holes and I filled them back in. And I put water there. Yay! Okay, not gonna lie, I've thought about what I want to say today. Because I don't know if you remember, but I have a friend who's got a neighbor we're calling Nancy. She's got a Nancy next door. And it's a challenge. Rightly so. And the other day I realized, oh boy, I'm Nancy. I am broken and wounded and triggered and do things that don't make sense to other people, but they're making sense to me. And so I shouted out the other day, right? Just give Nancy a break. She's busted. She's just like me. She's a mess. And it's obvious that she has a lot of unmet needs. And I really relate to her because I think her issue is I think she feels like her privacy has been taken away and she wants it back. So I can relate to that because I have spent a lot of my life hiding. And so I really like privacy, right? Anyway, so I wanted to just kind of, you know, I have another friend who really wants people, specific people in her life, and they don't want to be in her life. And there's like literally nothing this woman did do or could do to create it or change it, or, you know, just it's out of her control. We cannot choose what other people think, choose, do, focus on. We can't. We cannot. We can only focus on us. And so I kind of thought like, oh, geez, all right. So if this was my daughter and I'm giving advice here, like, what would I say? You know, if there was someone in her life that she didn't want in her life or someone out of her life that she wanted in her life. So I would certainly teach about the law of attraction. We don't attract what we want. We attract what we are. Vibration is the word. You attract things that match your vibration. You know people that vibe in car accidents? I do. They're always getting in a car accident. It's just like something that they vibe in. It just matches. They beat the drum of I get in car accidents and other things that match. You know, and thankfully they're okay, but they literally get in a lot of car accidents. They beat that drum. And you know, people that beat the drum of like, everybody's after me and everybody's a jerk. It seems like that's true. people that, you know, are at their breaking point or really feeling like the world owes them something, they will find that vibration and match up with it, you know? And so the victims will be attacked and the attackers will find the victims. The drum beats match. You know, if vibration doesn't work for you to kind of get that, what do you mean vibration? You know, how about your drum beat? What you receive matches the beat of your drum. And you choose the beating of your drum. Like the other day when my owl was broken by a neighbor, I beat the drum of forgiveness, girl. I beat that drum. I beat it. And I'm already there. I'm already in forgiveness. So it's, you broke something. I didn't even have a spike of, oh, it's okay. It's all right. I beat the drum of forgiveness. If I beat the drum of poor me, oh boy, poor me, broke my owl. Great. I love my owl. I can't get another one. It came from a trade show in a business and years ago. And well, great. That's it. Great. I know people that beat drums like that. I don't. I do not. So, we attract what we are. If you feel resentment, it's active within you. That's your drumbeat. You will attract resentment. You will attract things that make you resentful. Life says, oh, there's the resentful one. Send all the resentful ones that way. Give her stuff to feel more resentful about, will you? Do you hear the drumbeat? And the thing is, oh, I know, it's like venting. I vent as well. However, I do recognize that I'm drawing attention to what I don't like. The more you talk about it, the more specific it becomes, the more you massage it, the more activated it the louder it becomes in your drumbeat. So I recommend to only go specific, only milk things when you feel good. Like this lilac. I am milking this lilac, not literally going milking the lilacs. That's a good album name. I am milking this gorgeous, like, yes, go specific. Yes, feel it, smell it, look at the color, tell everybody about it. Tell everybody about how you gave yourself a break with the sunflower seedlings and how they're alive and you're so proud of yourself. And even if they die, I'm so proud that I got them in the ground and I'm doing it and yada, da, da, da. But if I stub my toe, I don't want to say, damn, oh, that hurts. Look at the nail. It's ripping off. It's going to do what it did last time. And now I can't do this. And now I can't do that. Well, and now I'm walking like this and I look funny and da 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 da. You're just activating it, activating it. You're saying, give me more things that match this. Give me more things that match this. So only go specific when you want momentum. When you want to roll down that hill, talk about that hill. Hey, look at this hill. We're rolling down this hill. Hey, check out this hill. If you don't want to roll down the hill, stop. Just stop and shut up. Stop. I mean, you can look around the hill and realize what hill you're on. Decide if you like it. Look around for other hills. Or maybe flat areas. Find a place that you like, that you want to look around and go, wow, look at that. Hey, that's beautiful. Hey, even though that's broken, that is super cool looking, right? So when you're upset, you got to try to go general. General. Well, the person who's upsetting me, well, they don't live with me. Maybe they do. Well, I get to choose where I go, what I do, what I think. Anything can change at any moment. Well, I've been doing pretty good here considering the tools I've been given. I'm handling myself really well. I'm sure we all have things that we're working on. Whatever it is that you can just go general, not specific. Not specific. Not look at Nancy's face. Look at what she's, you know, like, right? Or all the things that people have done or things that are happening that are just so bad. So we try to go general. You can't deactivate something, right? That's the whole idea, is you can't say, okay, I'm not going to think about Nancy. The universe doesn't hear negatives. It just heard Nancy. That's it. So we can't say, I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to think about that. Because all you're doing is thinking about the thing that you're not thinking about. So what do? We must activate something else. And I don't know if this is true. I've heard from one of my teachers, it's like 17 seconds. It takes 17 seconds to activate it in your vibration. So what if I spent a whole minute with this lilac? Activate it, activate it, activate it. What if I found someone who I love spending time with or who's making me giggle? Activate, activate, activate. What if I found a part of my body that I'm like, you are great. And I love you. I love how you wiggle. I love how you move. And you are strong and a strand of hair. Go for a walk. Activate something. Activate something else. Activate something that you want activated, that you want more of. That you want more of. Is there a favorite song? Is there a certain activity that you do and you immediately feel a little better? Do it. Activate it. Focus on it. And hey, if you don't know what is it? What do I want? I don't know. Well, you probably know what you don't want, right? You don't want Nancy on your ass. So let's look at that coin. There's always two sides. So what's the contrast? When we're slapped in the face with what we don't want, that's the opportunity to realize what we do want. Yes. So you don't want disrespect. You want respect. You don't want to be jerked around. You want the truth. You don't want this confusion. You want clear communication. You want things to go well and be easy and loving. I'm guessing. So when you find out what you don't want, you can name it and then say, but okay, what is this telling me I do want? What do I want? And I just think we tend to get caught up in the details of life, in the literal Nancys, you know? And our emotions matter more. Your emotions matter more than Nancy, than your health, than your wealth. Your emotions matter more. Your emotions matter more. It's never about what you think it's about. It's about your emotions. It's about learning about your emotions, learning who you are, learning what is most active in your vibe. What are you vibing in that is most active in your vibration? You get to change it. You get to keep beating the drum, or you get to change the drum beat, whatever you want. But when we're like that, we're pinching ourselves off from feeling our full self, from feeling good, right? From feeling, what do you want? Respect, truth, communication, love, honesty. How do you get those things? Start doing them. How about if you want honesty, go and be as honest as you can with everybody. How about if you want clear communication, how about you communicate those honest feelings with everyone as clearly as you can. Be loving. Love yourself. Go easy on yourself. You will go easy on other people. Trust me. Go easy on yourself. Communicate with yourself. Love yourself. Respect yourself. Tell yourself the truth. It's never about anybody else. Okay, I did a little... Okay, hold on. I have a little piece of paper. See if I can read it. This is my friend who has the Nancy neighbor, right? And I had this idea, and I don't know where I saw this done, but I thought, oh, wait a minute. Let me just write down a bunch of made-up sentences. I'm going to pretend that I'm you, and I'm going to write down all these sentences. And I just wrote down, Nancy is making my life difficult. She is expecting unreasonable things from me. She doesn't know me. She doesn't get it. She hasn't even given me, you know, a chance. She She doesn't even know what she's talking about. You know, she's making something out of nothing. And so then I said, okay, so the trend, the trick, the exercise is to just change all the pronouns to I and me, right? So let's take who we're calling Nancy out of the situation. Let me see if I can read these sentences. So instead of focusing her light on Nancy, if my friend focused it on these sentences and just thought about herself and her vibration, her life and her choices. I am making my life difficult. I am expecting unreasonable things from me. I don't even know me. I don't even get it. I'm not giving me a chance. I don't even know the rules. I don't even know what I'm talking about. It's kind of cool. And it's not about new age guilt. It's not about you made this life and you know, you are creating all this and you have to fix it, more to do. It's not about that. It's about letting go. Just letting go and knowing that life is perfect and is showing you in each moment everything you need in that moment to feel a little better if you'd like to. You can feel a little better or a little worse every moment. You get to decide. And then it's up to you to find the drum beats that feel a little better. To be honest with yourself, what do I want to attract in? I gotta start beating that drum beat. I gotta start playing that song. All right? So let's think about that today. I don't know how long I've been chatting. Look at that. Me and you in 20 minutes. You could be anywhere in the world and you're here with me and I'm here with you. And we're bending time and space. Pretty cool. Odds are I'm still smelling the lilac though. All right, I think I'll take a beautiful picture of my sunflower seedlings for the cover today. Go have some lemon water. I'm gonna think about my drum beat. I think I might start off with a slow day. You know, take my time and decide. What feels good? What feels good? I would like some ease. I'm looking for ease. I'm looking for ease. Right? I used to want a break and to be left alone and all of that. I don't think that's what I want. I think I want the ease and the flow of life to just feel good, and I don't want fear to run my life. So, what's your drum beat today? Think about it. No, don't think about it. Feel about it. Stop thinking about it. Ugh, gosh. Stop all your thinking. Let's just feel about it, okay? Ooh. I gotta get used to the Merlin app, you guys. I gotta go. Love you. Bye.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.